News Radio KMAN, good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and time for what has now become a weekly COVID-19 update because maybe the demands of the very important information aren't quite necessarily as strong as it was a few weeks ago. We're going on a weekly basis, and providing those updates for us here is Riley County Health Department Director and Riley County Health Officer Julie Gibbs. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Glad to have you back on the air. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, had a nice little break there.
Yes. Well, let's kind of bring our listeners up to date here. First, let's talk a little bit about some numbers here locally, and we may also review some from the state of Kansas. And it seems like we're seeing some stabilization here in the Flint Hills area.
Yes, we are. Thankfully so. Statewide, we're looking at, as of yesterday, there are 9,218 positives statewide, 800 hospitalizations, and 188 deaths. And that, we've seen a downward trend there statewide, so that's good. Also here in Riley County, we're definitely seeing a downward trend. We are at 62 confirmed positives. Most of those have recovered. We did have the one fatality a couple of weeks ago, unfortunately, but we only have 7 active cases right now. So we're definitely seeing that downward trend, which is exactly what we want to see. We're seeing an upward trend with our testing rates and definitely that downward trend. So that's good. We only had one confirmed positive come in over the weekend.
And I see that Pottawatomie County remains at 25, Geary County is at 16, and those numbers also have stabilized there.
Yeah, it's great to have that happening region-wide.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the state numbers, and as you had said, they're over 9,000, but there are, and you know, we've become acclimated to these counties because, you know, Wyandotte County was one of the first ones to really have a blow up of numbers, and they now have 1,310 reported cases. But Ford County has 1,607, Finney County 1,413, Leavenworth at 1,065. Those are the largest totals of all the counties. Leavenworth, about half of those came from the state prison. And, of course, you know, with Ford and Finney, the meatpacking areas, those are still areas of concern. So we still have counties and two to the north of us, Marshall and Washington County, that have had no cases of the coronavirus reported there, which, you know, that's good and encouraging news. There are about 20 Kansas counties that have yet to receive any coronavirus positive cases. So let's go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's great that they're not seeing it. We know that some of the western counties out in western Kansas were kind of late to the game, but there's still quite a few out there that don't have any cases. So that's great.
Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about what has transpired here over the last several weeks. And because, you know, there seems to be some stabilization to the numbers here locally, that has prompted health officials to reduce some of the services that had been provided.
Yeah, we've seen quite a few less calls come through our screening line. So because of that reduced call volume, we have reduced those hours. So that screening line is for individuals who have symptoms. We've had that available really since the beginning. And at the beginning, of course, we were seeing high volumes with that. And we had it available every day from 10 a.m., or I'm sorry, from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., and we've reduced those hours significantly. So it's available now Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Again, that's if you have symptoms, we'd like for you to call that line, and it's 785-323-6400.
And distribution of masks does continue, but just 3 days a week now.
Yes, Westview Community Church still distributing masks. They're also taking donations, so if you want to make some masks, we strongly encourage you to do that. They're available Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That's Westview Community Church. They're located at 615 Gillespie Drive. You can just drive through and pick up a few masks for you and your family. I think they're still limiting 3 masks per family.
Okay. Let's talk about something that transpired over the weekend, not in Kansas, but at the Lake of the Ozarks, and I'm sure you probably saw the video of quite a party that happened down there over the weekend. What was your response to that?
Yeah, Well, we knew it was probably going to happen in areas like that, especially with Memorial Day weekend, and it was nice a few of those days, and we were expecting that, I think, but maybe not to that extent. I just strongly can suggest that we still maintain our social distancing. You know, this is not gone yet. I think a lot of people just think that since we're seeing that downward trend, and maybe here in Riley County, we haven't seen a whole lot of cases lately, but it's still here. So we want to keep that in mind and keep social distancing, wear your mask, hand hygiene, all those good things.
Well, what's the next step within Riley County and Governor's plan to reopen life?
Yeah, so we're currently in phase two. So most things are open except for bars and a few other big venues. But we're reopening at a steady pace, and I think we're really seeing that in our numbers here in the county. We're looking at June 8th to go into phase three. But as we said all along, you know, we could stay in this phase for a little bit longer. We're hoping that by June 8th, we can start really reopening more places, more businesses. But if need be, we can stay in our current phase, or if need be, we can drop back a phase, and hopefully we won't have to do that.
And that's 2 weeks away. What are you hearing from the business community here most recently, especially you know, when it comes to the bars and the restaurants and their efforts at reopening?
Right. Most of them are reopening in a very controlled manner. Some of them have not opened yet, but we know a few of them were a little late to the game opening, and that's fine. You know, nobody said you had to open at a certain date, that we wanted them to be ready to open. And so I really think it's happening in a very controlled, careful manner. You know, a lot of businesses are looking out not only for their customers, but for their patrons as well. So I think it's been a good reopening.
You have done in the past daily updates via Zoom with a number of the members of this task force. How is that coming along now? What, is that on a weekly basis now as well?
Yeah, so we have the COVID-19 Clinical Task Force. We've dropped down to just every other week meeting with them via Zoom on Sunday evenings. Also, our EOC group, we used to meet every day. We dropped that down to 2 days a week, and now we're just meeting 1 day a week for our EOC briefings. Our command staff of the EOC is still meeting 3 days a week.
And I suppose as we close out our discussion here this morning, you cannot offer enough cautions to folks that it's still very important to wear the masks and to, you know, use the hand sanitizers and take those initiatives for yourself and your own safety and those around you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been doing good so far, so don't stop doing that now. Just remember that it's still there. It's still good to be cautious and be careful. So definitely wear your mask when you're out. Have your hand sanitizer ready. Wash your hands as often as you can.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Julie?
Just want everyone to have a great week and remember that social distancing and definitely wear your mask when you're out.
We'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you so much for all the work that you do, and thanks for joining us here this morning on KMAN.
Sure. Thanks, Dave.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Department Health Director and the Health Officer, joining us here this morning on News Radio KMAN. We'll have her back next Monday at this same time frame.